Seattle's Morning News.
Oh, if only Achilles' mother had not held him by the heel when she dipped him into the River Styx, the Seahawks would still have their star cornerback. Let's see what we can do about this Achilles tendon and call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, the Achilles tendon, how common is an injury like this?
Well, first of all, let's explain what the Achilles tendon is. And in fact, let's explain what a tendon is, because people often get tendons and ligaments confused. Tendons are what connect muscle to bone, where ligaments are what connect bone to bone. So they're structures. So in this case, the Achilles tendon is the tendon that connects our calf muscles to our heel bone. The injury itself is actually not all that common, but there are certain groups where it does happen more commonly. And interestingly enough, I spoke to a sports medicine physician who's an orthopedic surgeon here in town, Dr. Neil Roberts, and I asked him exactly this question: how common is this? How often do you see this in your practice? And he says, well, the group that he's starting to see it a lot in is 30 to 40 year old males who are actually out playing soccer. So they're kind of the weekend warriors playing soccer. He said it used to be that they saw it in basketball all the time. In pro athletes, it does happen fairly often. And part of the reason it happens in pro athletes is because their muscle strength gets so developed and they have such explosiveness that the muscle strength and the explosiveness actually exceeds the tensile strength of the tendon itself. And whereas you can build up your muscle and the strength of your muscle, you can't really build up the strength of the tendon. And so it puts it at risk. And when they have strong muscles and an explosive movement, it can cause the tendon itself to rupture.
Now, Richard Sherman knew it right away. You could see him mouthing, "It's my tendon," or I forget what the exact words were. Anyway, how does this manifest itself? How do you know that you're overworking the tendon?
Hard to know exactly what happened. I mean, there were reports, and again, with these are just reports and stories, so you don't really know the details, but there was reports that he was already having problems with his Achilles tendon. So we don't know if he had Achilles tendonitis or if he already had a partial tear of the tendon. There were some rumors that he may have had a partial tear. The thing is if you have a partial tear, you may have pain associated with it. But the problem is the treatment for a partial tear is either rest and wait and see if it heals or to have surgery on it. So I think for Richard Sherman as a professional athlete, he faced kind of a different algorithm in his own mind than the average person would face. He had to decide, well, if I try to let it heal, I'm out and I'm not playing. If I have surgery, I'm out and I'm not playing.
Right.
So maybe I should just keep playing on it as long as I can. Maybe I'll get through the season or maybe it'll just rupture and then I'll have surgery and I'll be out and not playing anyway.
Well, let's assume, I'm not saying this is the case because, as you say, we don't know, but if we assume that he said, well, I'm just going to have to let it rupture because otherwise I can't really justify staying out of the game, how does that affect the long-term prognosis? I would have to assume it would be better for the long-term to catch it early rather than let it rupture completely, right?
Well, actually, I mean, the truth of the matter is once it's ruptured or once it's repaired, actually, the way it heals, it'll heal quite well. Uh-huh. Oftentimes, scars are stronger and have greater tensile strength than the original tissue itself. The Achilles tendon is basically like a rope. So just imagine that it's a rope that ruptures in the middle, and you have the two ends, and then they have to be sewn back together. And then a scar is going to form where that is, and there will be good strength in the area of that scarring.
So that sounds good, then. That sounds reassuring. He could come back just as strong, if not stronger, than before?
He could. Obviously, he'll have to rehabilitate. So typically what happens is he'll have an operation, and usually you do the operation within 2 or 3 days after the injury. You want to do it as quickly as possible, but allow for some of the swelling to go down. So the surgery is fairly straightforward. It takes about an hour. Then he'll get a cast or a splint, and he'll be in that for about 4 weeks. And then after 4 weeks, he'll be able to kind of start walking on the cast or the splint that he has. And then that'll go on for about 2 months, and then he'll have rehabilitation over 6 months to a year. And again, the thing is with a professional athlete, you got to always be concerned about the explosiveness. So, right. You know, he's going to work out, he's going to build his muscles back up to where they are. And, but I think that once it's healed, and he's fully rehabilitated, he should be back to where he was, prior to the injury.
Well, I wish him well. And I guess a lesson for us common people is, don't work out too hard so that your muscle outstrips the durability of your tendon.
I think that's true. I think for the average person, that's probably hard to do. I mean, these guys are, I mean, they're working out with, you know, the top trainers, and their lives are focused around it because they're performing in a very, very, very physical sport. And so I think they're at greater risk.
Well, you've seen me play squash. Do you think I'm explosive enough for this to happen to me?
Well, you beat me in squash, so I have to say yes, don't I?
Dr. Gordon Cohen, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Dave.